What the fuck, Avs? Be honest, you've said that, right? Doesn't matter how big a fan you are, how much of a homer you are, you're probably not even a bigger fan or a bigger homer than I am. But at the end of the day, the Avs are last in the league. They're near last in every advanced stat. They're not playing awesome hockey, let's be honest. So, every now and then think to yourself, what the fuck, Avs? I think it's fair. I think it's cool. I think it's something we all can do. It's healthy. It's like venting. It's something you should do. As a matter of fact, if you're not saying what the fuck, Avs, you're not doing it right. It doesn't mean you're a bad fan. It doesn't mean that you don't love your team. It means you have tough love. It means you care that much. Again, it's healthy. Do it. Just embrace it. Get it all out. Say it with me. What the fuck, Avs? The Avs are not a good hockey team. There, I said it. Unfortunately, it's true, and even if you did want to dispute it, I could toss at you numbers and other annoying things to back this up. But I don't have to. If you're watching the games of late, you know. And if you're being honest, you have to agree, at least in part. If you're the most homer of homers, you could say things like, oh, it's bad puck luck. Oh, it's chemistry issues. You know what? It's getting used to a new system, or it's young players. But you'd only be speaking to the idea of what they could be if they didn't have all of the aforementioned issues. To which you might say, but what about the potential of our very talented young core? Again, I throw at you numbers, not because I'm a stats guy. I don't really even like math or stats for that matter. But there is one very important number that matters no matter how new or old school you are. It's points. Yeah, the W, the thing, the wins, right? We have to have those wins to get the points so that we can make the playoffs and we can win the big trophy. After that one very vital stat, you can branch off in any direction you want. You can talk about potential. You can talk about how many people are sitting in the stands. You can talk about how much money players make. But until you're winning games, none of that really matters. You're not going to fill the stadium if you're not winning games. We've seen a lot of that, haven't we? Let's go back and look at some of these success metrics that we talked about in previous podcasts. Things that we know we could point to if the Avs were playing good hockey. Number one, win at home. That was a dramatic pause, by the way. We're not winning at home. We're not even coming close to winning at home. As a matter of fact, when we leave, that's probably the best thing for our team right now because they're getting away from that added pressure of not playing good hockey at home. The added pressure of not being a good home team is something that really pisses fans off. And I think that the team could actually get a good break by getting away from that pressure right now. And this idea of making the playoffs, it seems so far away right now. Although a good streak would certainly set us up again, some momentum, we could definitely compete at this point, but we can't keep waiting. We can't keep saying it's early in the season. It just doesn't work. Have a winning record. Now, this one is pretty obvious, right? You have to win more than you lose, otherwise you're not going to make the playoffs. But our division's rough, folks. There's a lot of teams that are winning games, and we're going to have to win a majority of our games and be very near the tip top of our division to make it into the dance, to go to the after show, to be in the playoffs. While it might sound to some of the diehard fans, of which I'm one, like I'm bailing on the team or not supporting the team, neither is true. Everyone needs to get over that shit in a hurry. Twitter's got us all in a weird way. I'm not saying that there's not a troll around every Twitter corner, but there also needs to be some room for people to have a conversation, for people to disagree, for people to say things that the other person doesn't agree with. It's totally fair if people argue like they're right, but listen like they're wrong. The problem is the last part. Nobody listens. Everybody just wants to lash out because they're pissed. And you know what? So be it. We all have mute buttons. It's on us. As the owner of your Twitter account, by all means, curate the people that you listen to. There's mute buttons, there's unfollow buttons, there's all the things that you need. But win or lose, I'm still a fan. I'm fine with playing the long game as a fan. If this is a rebuild year, so be it. If this is the best that we can do with the personnel that we have, so be it. But there does come a time, there does come a point where I think it's fair for the fans, the media, the season ticket holders, and even the players themselves to call bullshit. We're there. I think that it's a pretty simple recipe to get us back where we need to be and where we need to get to start winning hockey games again. We need the no excuses hockey. We need people out there scoring goals or not scoring goals, but not making up reasons, not talking about puck luck, none of that. No excuses hockey. No heroes hockey either. I don't want a guy going from end to end because he's frustrated with the way the game's going. Play the damn system. And in the words of our head coach, J-Bed, as I call him, no passengers hockey. Everyone's on board or they're not on the team at all. So let's go down that rabbit hole a little bit. Cody McLeod is playing single-digit minutes. He's playing maybe 3 minutes a night when he's playing at all. We put a couple guys on waivers. If you don't think that our coach is actually holding people accountable, I think you're wrong. But even more importantly, if you don't think that they're setting up to make some changes right now, you're dead wrong. You don't put people on waivers for no reason. You don't bring in the people that they're bringing in. You don't set yourself up to have options unless you need to have options. And that's exactly what the Avs are doing right now. I would almost guarantee you that the Avs are looking for a dance partner when it comes to trades right now, and I don't think anyone is off limits with the exception of maybe Mac, maybe Calvin Pickard. In a recent article, Adrian Dater laid out some of the changes that he thinks might help the team. One of them I really didn't like at all, but you can't argue that it might make sense. Dutchie, man, I would hate to see Dutchie go. I really like that guy, and it's because he's a working class guy. Even though he's all fancy and he makes a lot of money and things like that, he's always been about the team and he's always wanted to win, and I really appreciate that. I think that's the kind of thing that you reward. But, you know, it's not working. And maybe he is feeling like Bednar is just another Sacco. Maybe he doesn't want to be here, and if that's the case, we can't have that at all. Either way, we've got some changes to make. Even Landy's name's coming up. I don't want to see Landy go either. I think that we've been horrible without Landy, and if he comes back and we play better, that's just proof right there that we need to have Landy on the team. But we do have some passengers. We do have some people who aren't really playing good hockey, and I think that they're going to be exposed, they're going to be vetted, and then they're going to be replaced. So hang on, folks. I think it's about to get interesting. And speaking of Dater, I did a podcast with him recently that you should absolutely listen to. We'll take a little sidebar here so I can tell you a little bit about it. I wanted to get to know the man behind the man, the man behind the myth, the man behind the Dater jinx. And you know what? It absolutely happened. He was awesome. He opened up on a lot of things. He talked about a lot of things candidly, and it's a really good podcast. Go listen to it. The thing about talking to Adrian Dater in that podcast in particular is I learned something that seems simple on the surface, but the idea that a journalist doesn't really have a take on things outside of his journalistic opinion. He's not a fan. He's not allowed to be a fan. You couldn't show up in the newsroom wearing a team jersey or you would be ridiculed. That shocked me a little bit, but then it made me think, I'm so far from that. I am definitely a fan, and that's why I get a little bit pissed off about the things that have been going on. And it's not like I'm going to give up on the team, but at the same time, I think it's fair. Like I said before, be pissed. Have an opinion, but be cool to each other. Don't be douchey. All right, now let's talk about something really important. The goal song, right? Nobody seems to like the goal song, but I would listen to that goal song 1,000 times if it equaled 1,000 goals. I would even give it 10 cents on the dollar. Give me 100 goals, I'll listen to that song 1,000 times. Everybody's talking about this goalie controversy, of which there is none. Why? Because the goalies have nothing to work with. They're under so much pressure right now because our team can't score. How is this a thing? I thought we had so much firepower. I thought we had so much potential. All these young, fast players with all this skill. How can we not put the puck in the net? I don't get it. And until somebody does put that puck in the net, it's not fair to a goalie to say that they're not playing well. They have to have 1 or 2 goals every now and then to work with. They can't be perfect all the time. The team has to give them something to work with. There. Rant over. So to recap, what have we learned today? First, everyone should be saying what the fuck Avs. The Avs are saying what the fuck Avs. The management is saying what the fuck Avs, and the players are saying what the fuck Avs. We've got problems. We need solutions. I think everyone's working on it. As a fan, by all means, bitch and moan, but be cool to each other. Don't take it out on each other. Take it out on a beer or something more productive. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Lots of cool stuff over there. Just go check it out. It's the best way to do it. AvsFam.com. If you like this podcast or any of the other podcasts that we do, there's many series at this point, go to iTunes and look for ColoradoHockey.com or just go to ColoradoHockey.com and click on the subscribe button or get it on iTunes. Otherwise, stay awesome.